The organization Kopanang Africa Against Xenophobia, joined by allies in civil society, will be picketing at the Johannesburg offices of the South African Human Rights Commission today. The picket takes place during Africa Month and at a time where xenophobia is on the rise in the country. Now, to tell us more, we have Kopanang Africa's Sharon Ikambaram. Sharon, a very good morning to you and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Morning. Thank you for having me.
Why the decision to picket outside the offices of the South African Human Rights Commission?
I think, you know, as you may know, the South African Human Rights Commission has a mandate to ensure that the basic human rights of all people living in South Africa is protected and there's no infringements and, equally important, respect for human dignity. And I think the kind of violence that we have witnessed, particularly in this year with vigilante acts of Operation Dudula, with the murder of Elvis Mthuli from Deep Throat and what place in Deep Throat as well. We're concerned that, you know, even though the South African Human Rights Commission has carried out investigations, it's produced reports with clear recommendations, it appears as though the executive, the state, the government is ignoring those recommendations, and we'd like to have a discussion with the South African Human Rights Commission on what measures it's taking and has taken towards progress in enforcing those recommendations.
The question may arise, why picket if you want to have a discussion? Why not follow the usual channels if the discussion is the objective?
Well, I think it is to highlight as well that the South African Human Rights Commission does have powers to ensure that the kind of, you know, it's clear that these acts are taking place with impunity. No one is being arrested for inciting xenophobic violence in our country. And the commission has been quiet. And so, you know, we're concerned. We engage regularly with the commission and with the commissioners. But I think that given the, as you pointed out, that it has been on the rise and it's been ongoing since 2008. So the protest is to expose that we feel the commission hasn't been doing enough, and it does have teeth to act and should be using those powers to stop the violence, xenophobic violence. And we'd like to hear maybe there is something going on, and we want the commission to tell us about that publicly.
What specifically do you expect the Human Rights Commission to do when it comes to political leaders who stoke the flames of xenophobia for political gain and objective? Do they have specific powers to address that?
Well, if the recommendations make it very clear and the investigations have found that such statements have an impact, that have caused the kind of violence that we've witnessed over the years, then, you know, the question remains, if you're making those recommendations, what happens when those political leaders continue to make those statements? A good example is a councillor in Deep Throat who on one of the TV stations said all the undocumented Zimbabweans are causing the crime in Deep Throat. Now, there's no research, no evidence to substantiate that statement. And 2 days later, Elvis Mthuli, a person from Zimbabwe, was murdered in mob justice. So, you know, and again, complaints have been lodged with the South African Human Rights Commission. And we feel that there should have been action publicly done to chastise the political leader, and there should be consequences. We know through the 2021 elections, people like Herman Mashaba were making shocking statements about migrants and the problems that they're allegedly causing without substantiating these statements. And it's myths and it's untrue, and there's no consequence. So I think, you know, it's reached a point where something drastic has to be done to stop the political leaders and others who are either not bringing people to book for acting unlawfully and banging down doors and demanding that we rid the country of foreign nationals, and for the political leaders who are making these statements, which we know is just scapegoating migrants in order to get votes from South Africans.
When you say something drastically needs to be done against these political leaders by the Human Rights Commission, what specifically do you have in mind to suggest to the Commission?
Well, political leaders should be removed from office if they're holding posts like at local government level, provincial level, national level. They should be removed if they make those kinds of statements, which are clear that there's, you know, they're inciting xenophobic violence. It's been stated in their reports very clearly with clear recommendations, and I would say that the state should be held to account to say what kind of action will be taken against your employees, public servants, and opposition parties similarly. And I think that the Electoral Commission as well needs to be ensuring that when there's campaigning, that political leaders do not use that platform to spread violence and hatred against, in this instance, foreign nationals living in our country.
Immigration is a political hot potato, and it's an issue that many countries, including first world countries, or so-called first world countries, are grappling with. We see what a big issue immigration is, for example, in Europe. How similar and how different is the South African situation?
You're right. I think othering and xenophobia and homophobia, Islamophobia is the way in which governments and political leaders and states all over the world are opportunistically using in trying to win over votes in elections when people are not, like in our country, for example, 30% of people who registered to vote didn't come out to vote because they can clearly see that, the parties are not delivering on the empty promises that they make. And I think that that's an important point. And migration should not be used. It is very political, but it should not be used as a political football. These are the most vulnerable people in our society, many of whom are fleeing, situations like in the DRC, like in Somalia, where there's violence and conflict, and their only recourse is to come to places like South Africa, where our constitution, our rule of law, and it champions respect for life, respect for human dignity, and we should we have signed on to international conventions that make provisions for us to protect and to ensure that people can live in our country safely. And I think that it's of serious concern when an issue like people fleeing, migrants are moving, the most vulnerable, and it's used as a political football for narrow gains in order for people to get power.
All right, Sharon, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
That was Sharon Ikembaram from Kapaneng Africa Against Xenophobia.